following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, July 23rd through Thursday, July 29th, 2021. July 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, there are many, many in the world today who believe they are going to heaven because Jesus died for them. My Son, by his bountiful and perfect passion and death, opened the door to salvation. It is up to every soul to earn the right to walk through that door. For everyone, it is accomplished by obeying my commandments. This means to love me above all else. In this love, the soul keeps holy the Sabbath. These commandments are an obstacle to so many souls who otherwise would walk freely through the gates of paradise. Remember, all my commandments were carved in stone. There is no compromise to any of them. Sadly, too, many believe they hold no responsibility towards their own salvation. Souls who live in the truth do not accept Satan's lie. In these last days, I speak here to uphold the truth and to expose Satan's lies. Those who listen and believe my commandments will obey out of love of the truth. They will be snatched from the fire. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, unbelievers are the ones who are unconvicted as to their own role in their salvation. July 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, most of all, I desire each soul that journeys here on August 1st comes with an open, believing heart. That is my prayer for everyone. That way, I am able to fill each heart with peace and understanding and the truth. These days, the truth and peace of heart are challenged on every side. The threat of disease is promoted to encourage insecurity and fear. Fear is always the bearer of lack of peace. In this nation, there is a nefarious campaign by leaders to destroy national well-being. You had a president who promoted well-being and national pride. Your current president is dismantling all of this. When hearts are consumed by fear and insecurity, it will seem advantageous to conform with the one world order. My triple blessing will give you peace and help you to discern the truth. prepare your hearts with joy. A note is given to read Psalm 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, how much I long to be united with each soul. It is surrender to my divine will that unites the soul to me. Surrender is the acceptance of my will in your lives. The soul that accepts my will is at peace. Each soul is given a cross which I individually design for him. It is not too great and not difficult once the soul accepts it. It is my grace, the grace of acceptance, which makes the cross more bearable. Pray for the grace of acceptance of my will daily. Pray to discern what you need to accept and what not to accept. This is the key to a better relationship with me. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, my divine mercy knows no limit upon the repentant heart. If the soul opens his heart just a crack, I will flood his heart with the relief of my mercy. All who make a pilgrimage here on my feast day, August 1st, will receive great peace of heart if their hearts are cleansed of all guilt. Peace of heart is elusive at best in today's world. Satan tries to unsettle hearts by presenting before them past errors. If you have repented of your sins, you must not dwell on the past. For Catholics, the path of seeking my mercy lies in the sacrament of confession. The evil one's tactics need to be exposed. Trust me, your Heavenly Father, when I say Satan is in every doubt about the strength of my mercy. My triple blessing carries with it the truth, which is a rare treasure in recent times. Therefore, make certain your hearts are prepared by emptying them of all guilt, love of material goods, including all that is passing. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 6. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "It is necessary that the hearts of leaders be convicted in the truth, in order for the conscience of the world to be converted to the truth. Leadership which does not embrace my commandments is errant leadership. Those in the role of leadership will be judged according to how many souls they led to salvation and how many they lost. I did not impart my commandments to the world just for some, but for all. Pray for all world leaders that they realize their grave responsibility before me. Woe to those leaders who use false religions to persecute, even kill, my followers. The heart of the world will not be changed so long as leaders transgress holy love." A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11 and 24. "Listen therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore, set your desire on my words. Long for them, and you will be instructed. A multitude of wise men is the salvation of the world." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 28th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Prepare your hearts for my upcoming feast day with much prayer and many sacrifices. In your hearts, remember that I am the Creator of all things. I am joyful when you thank me for everything you see, all you feel, and all you can imagine. Human understanding cannot really grasp my omnipotence. Yet on my feast day, I will touch hearts with my divine peace. I am able to deliver souls from evil and much danger. It is I who create all good. Relinquish your problems, great and small, to my provision. Trust that I hold the solutions to your every need in my paternal heart. I await your arrival at my prayer site. A note is given to read Psalm 5:11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 29th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, I come to you once again, pleading your cooperation with my grace. Grace is all-encompassing, life-changing, and your salvation. Answering my call to come to this property is choosing to be open to grace. Cleanse your hearts of doubts, sinful attitudes, and any obstacle to my grace. Allow me to transform your spiritual house, which is your soul, into a mansion of grace. The greatest treasure you own is your soul. Pay attention to all that affects your soul, every grace and every temptation. Nurture your soul by prayer and sacrifice. Then I can offer you only the best of my best. I await each one's arrival here this weekend. My paternal heart is ready to deepen the peace in every heart. A note is given to read Psalm 23:1-6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.